So the most common question we get from docs in practice, as verbalized by Dr. Schwartz, is, if a patient's disease progresses while she's receiving maintenance bevacizumab, would you combine Bev with second-line chemotherapy, George?
Well, I don't know. Unlike trastuzumab, where the national standard in the past was always to give it until about 10 minutes after the last breath, we actually do have some data here, and that is, of course, is the second-line capecitabine trial. If capecitabine plus minus bevacizumab showed no improvement in progression-free survival and no improvement in overall survival in a second-line setting, that strikes me as an argument against continuing bevacizumab. Now, again, this may be that individual drugs matter, and it might be different with gemcitabine, might be different than with vinorelbine.
What about different patients? Because, you know, again, the question and implied by this is maybe the patient who's had a good response to chemo-bev and is now kind of farther out in the maintenance. So you're selecting out people who did better with first-line therapy.
Yeah, so again, the answer is we don't know. And there actually are randomized trials going on that are actually trying to answer this question in a variety of different cancers.
Now, where the docs are hearing a lot about this is in colon cancer. And there's been a huge change in how investigators see this question in colon cancer. We do think tanks in most of these tumors every year. And 2 years ago, nobody would continue Bev. Now, the most recent think tank, you have Axel Grothy's BRIGHT data, which the docs in practice have seen. Now, a lot of people are continuing.
So the BRIGHT data, of course, is non-data. This is a registry trial for patients receiving frontline bevacizumab in colorectal cancer. And then at time of progression, totally at the doctor's choice, the patient either stopped bevacizumab, continued bevacizumab, or went on to some other alternate agent. And in that population, the patients who lived the longest were the patients who continued bevacizumab. Now, presumably, doctors continued bevacizumab for a reason, just as presumably they stopped it for a reason.